world's best kept secret. We had just won what we call annually our spring cleaning contest. It's called the White Glove Contest. And I had heard that we had done so well that possibly we might get some visitors from corporate that would like to come to the store and recognize us for our effort. This is the annual competition against all the other stores at Meijer. So, we did a little extra cleaning, a little extra dusting. And so when that morning came, my boss was here and he said, hey, I'd like to walk you here. I'd like you to walk you there. And he just kept me busy on the floor. At the appointed time, they decided to take me to my back room where our company president, Rick Keyes, and our executive vice president, Todd Weir, one of our HR talent development specialists at the corporate office, Faith Swanson, were all there representing the family, the Meijer family, in bestowing this award to me in a back room that was filled with all of my team members who had snuck back there quietly, a big presentation table, my family, my children, my wife were all in attendance who knew about this at least a week prior and never uttered a word to me. My thanks went immediately, obviously, to God and to my team and to my family and to my company to be bestowed. The Fred Meijer Legacy Award is very meaningful to me. Back in 1989, when I grand opened the Ann Arbor Saline Road Meijer, I was a produce trainee. And I had left Country Market, where I had been working as a meat cutter for many years. And throughout the years I had worked at Country Market, I had been told that if the owner ever came, you know, you're to steer clear and don't get in their way, let them do their walk, and, you know, you go hide, basically. Well, I came to Meijer, and I started working as a produce trainee, and here we are at a grand opening week. I'm putting bananas on a cart in the back room, and this gentleman comes through the back room, extends his hand, and he says, hi, I'm Fred. What's your name? And I was blown away because it was none other than Fred Meijer. And he stood there probably for a good, I would say long enough for my boss to wonder what in the world Ben could be talking to Fred Meijer about at a grand opening, no less. But the reason it's so meaningful is because of what we talked about in that 15, 20 minutes where he listened intently to me and I began to talk about my family and where we were from, and in particular what my parents did pastors of this church here in Adrian, and also the work that they had done in the mission field in church planting throughout the years. We had moved here from Detroit in 1978 to plant the Apostolic Faith Church for the Hispanic demographic here in the city of Adrian.
Well,
and John, I'll tell you, every single time for at least 15 years later that he would see me, and sometimes I'd only see him once a year, he never failed to ask me how my parents were, not one time. And so that's the Fred legacy. And for me to be, you know, considered for that is so meaningful, deeply, deeply honorable and humbling all at the same time.